by Benoit, an uppercut. He's all night. He's going great against Osgood. It's centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Overnight weekend. 3, 2, 1.
Hour number two of Johnny Talking His All-Stars is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. First, we're talking sports, smack, comedy, social issues. We're talking it for the next hour. You can join us if you'd like on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The call is free. But the bottom line is, if you can't deliver, don't call. If you call here and get stupid, you'll get gangster slaps. The bottom line is, if you're a doofus, don't call. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. How about the challenges that await Kevin Durant? I mean, NBA, of course, the Golden State Warriors falling in Game 7 to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Is Kevin Durant going to be the difference? Can he come back and make the Warriors, like, prevail over the Cleveland Cavaliers here in 2017? Is that going to happen? And how about those Chicago Cubs, baby? Rocking and rolling at Wrigley Field, 2-0 over the San Francisco Giants. The Giants are done. Stick a fork in them. I don't care what Marty says. Marty, listen to Pedro on this one. Listen to Johnny talk on this one. The Giants are through. They're finished, like Donald Trump. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Byline.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field, up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets, TicketsAlways.com.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
As I alluded to before the break, former 49ers head coach Jim Tomsula is in the house here at the Sports Byline Studios along with his voice coach. And how do you say your name, sir, and what is your role working with Coach Tomsula?
Hello, Taco. My name is Jacques Mihoff. I'm what is known as a voice coach.
And what is a voice coach? What does he do?
I teach people enunciation and vocal delivery.
How long have you worked with Coach Tomsula?
We've been at it for most of the offseason. We felt Jim has made great advances in his ability to articulate his thoughts through words.
Okay, let's bring in former SF 49er head coach Jim Tomsula, now an assistant with the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Tomsula, welcome back to Sports Byline.
Thank you, Senor Taco. I'm glad to be back, and I'm looking forward to talking about the NFL.
So what made you go out and get a voice coach, Coach?
Well, because I felt that with my being president of the North Philadelphia branch of the Mensa Society, it's only fitting that I possess the vocabulary that is in line with my IQ of 142.
Interesting. Okay. Jimmy, sound great. This is the most words I've ever heard you say.
Well, with recent developments in my professional life, I've been granted the opportunity to improve my speech. I've always been rather eloquent, if I do say so myself, but I previously had difficulties expressing myself in public settings. I've now hired a speech coach, and he's increased my oratory skills tenfold.
Interesting. Well, he's paying off, my friend. It sounds great. What is Jim Tomsula up to these days?
Well, I delivered pizzas for Amici's for a while, and eventually worked my way up to becoming part owner.
Wow, free pizza. That's great. So I know we know how much you love that place. Do you still watch the 49ers on TV, or what? Is that too painful?
I'm not going to sugarcoat this, Mr. Taco. I was really in a bad way for quite a while. I was eating 5 pizzas a day for a couple months. I gained 200 pounds. It was a dark period, but I've emerged from it a stronger man, a better man, a man with a real purpose, and that is Amici's. I watch old games, you know, to see my old colleagues and friends. I just sit on the sofa and bask in the glory of true friendship and lifelong bonds.
So, okay, speaking of former colleagues, what do you think of quarterback Colin Kaepernick's recent protest? What was that, Coach? I didn't hear you.
America.
Jim, go ahead and tell him that you understand where Colin is coming from.
Michis.
Coach, is your speech coach still there with you?
Damn!
Pepperoni.
Coach, okay, I'll slow this down a little bit for you. If you were still coach, would you discipline Kaepernick at all?
Only in America. Donald Trump, murderer. Donald King, masturbation, Jerry Sandusky.
Whoa, we are done here. Cut his microphone.
Bad mumbles.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
What the hell's going on out here?
That was unfortunate. Jim Tomsula's interview had to be cut short like that. He and his speech coach, I guess, will go back to the drawing board. Speak back to the drawing board. I'll bring in my all-stars. Talk about, of course, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. And Dominic, what are the surprises thus far in the NFL? I mean, you know, the NFL, the season's off and running now. We've got the World Series happening as well in just a couple of weeks. But the bottom line is the NFL is the number one sport in the country. What is happening and who's hot and who's not?
You know, through a quarter of the season, Johnny Taco, I think the biggest surprise has to be the Minnesota Vikings. They're 4-0. They're 4-0. They lost Teddy Bridgewater before the season started. Their quarterback, Adrian Peterson, he got hurt early on. They trade for Sam Bradford, and here they are 4-0 in the NFC North.
And we dogged them. Zach, too. All three of us dogged them for grabbing Sam Bradford. Did we say that Sam Bradford wouldn't last a couple of weeks, Zach?
Yeah, we did. And, I mean, right now he's playing the best football of his career.
Right on. More power to him. Take it away, Dom.
Yeah, and then another team that I'm really surprised in how they're doing, you got to look no further than the Patriots. They went 3-1 without Tom Brady. Rob Gronkowski's played 2 weeks, hasn't been very good, hasn't had much of an impact coming off that hamstring injury. They do it with Jimmy Garoppolo. They do it with LeGarrette Blount running the ball. They do it with Jacoby Brissett under center also. It's incredibly impressive what they've done. They've missed Gronk. They've missed Brady. They've missed defensive end Rob Ninkovich. They've missed a couple offensive linemen. The job Bill Belichick is doing with the Patriots has been thoroughly impressive, despite the loss last week against Buffalo.
You know, Zach, you and I talked at West Coast offense, Dominic as well, of course, Bill Walsh and that kind of good stuff. We think that the late Bill Walsh is probably the greatest coach of all time. But, you know, you got to give Belichick some props here. I mean, Double B just keeps – he wins, man. He's a winner. I mean, whether he's a cheater or not, that's a different story. But he's a winner.
And that shows you, I mean, even Tom Brady, a sixth-round pick, he's won 4 Super Bowls. And a lot, and this just makes it more and more apparent with Brady sitting out that it really is probably the coaching that's truly like what should be given credit in this scenario.
Exactly. No doubt about that. I mean, the NFL, as we approach week 5, 4 weeks gone, 16 games. Wow. I mean, this is... You know, where are we going to be in 12 weeks from now? I mean, the 49ers have been a big disappointment, no doubt about that. But the Raiders, on the other hand, have been a big surprise, or a surprise to some. Some people thought the Raiders would win that division. Zach, I know you're a big Raiders fan. Talk to me about the Oakland Raiders.
I mean, the Raiders are definitely on the rise. Their offense looks phenomenal so far, and that's not an overstatement. I mean, you look
phenomenal?
Yeah, I mean, Derek Carr, he's thrown 9 touchdowns and 1 interception. That's pretty impressive.
No doubt about that. But I mean, but phenomenally, Oakland, okay.
The offense, the defense is where they run into the issues. The defense is giving up a lot of points. But I think the offense is really one of the best offenses in the league right now.
Well, you know, and props have to go to the Raiders because, you know, they've been trash and the franchise, you know, I mean, Al Davis, the iconic leader, what he's been dead like 5, 6, 7 years now, and of course the Suns taken over, and he hasn't enjoyed quite the amount of success that Al had had. But then when you look at Al's tenure as a as both the head of the AFL before they combined with the NFL, then of course the owner of the Oakland Raiders for so long, him and Pete Rozelle. I don't know if you guys remember this, but maybe it's even before both you guys' time. But Pete Rozelle, these guys absolutely hated each other. They couldn't be in the same room together. It was incredible. Anyway, back to the NFL. We'll have Charles J. on a little bit to talk some numbers. Of course, Sunday we got the Jets opening up with the Steelers, and of course, how's Big Ben doing thus far, Zach? How do you rate Big Ben through 4 games?
He's looked good, and the Steelers have really looked pretty ferocious. They look like a dangerous team.
Well, they're 9-point favorites tomorrow against the Jets, and they're playing at home, so. Bottom line is, I was looking at that yesterday when I saw that line. Dom, how do you like that line?
That's a really big number, but I will say the Steelers have played defense. Their defense has been much better than anybody could have anticipated this year. Big Ben's doing his thing. Le'Veon Bell came off suspension in week 3 last week and looked phenomenal, like he hadn't missed any time, like he hadn't been injured last year. So I do like the Steelers to win that game comfortably over the hapless Jets.
Exactly, the hapless Jets. And I'm looking for them to cover. And I would think that right now, even before I have Charles Young, I'm going to pick the 3-1 Steelers tomorrow to be my bet of the day, and giving up 9 points. You know, people say, Pedro, you like Donnie Taco, you like to give up points here and there. Well, yeah, I like to give up points. But when you look at my record, I mean, we're winning. So we're giving up the points where it counts. And the bottom line is, I think that is the game of the week tomorrow as far as the steal, as far as bets are concerned, is the Steelers over the Jets. And I think it's 49 points, the under and over there. Titans are 3-point underdogs to the Dolphins at home. Why aren't the Dolphins, how can I put this? Why aren't the Dolphins at 1-3? Why aren't they successful this year, Dominic? I mean, there was so much
thought going into the 2016 Dolphins that Miami had put together a decent team, that coaching had come together and things like that. And I think they missed the boat when they didn't go after young Shula, who's still with the Carolina Panthers. I think they blew it there. But what's happening? Why does Miami continue to disappoint?
I'll give you two numbers. One, Ryan Tannehill's touchdown to interception ratio, 6-5. 6 touchdowns, 5 picks. Number two, their leading rusher, Jay Ajayi, he's running for 75 yards. It's all this offense.
75 yards a game?
No, he has run for 75 yards. He leads the team in rushing with 75 yards rushing in 3 games.
Okay, tomorrow the Ravens are a 4-point favorites. The Ravens are 3-1 or a 4-point favorites of the 2-2 Washington NFL team. I guess we're are we going to not mention that team all year long? As far as are we going to still stick by that, guys, or the Washington football team? We're not going to mention their mascot name. Are we going to stick by that for 2016-17 or what?
I'm definitely not opposed to that plan, Johnny Taco.
I mean, I just don't think that we should. I just don't think that we should be profiling racial proliferation. I mean, you know, the bottom line is, look, Redskins. The reason why they were called the Redskins, the reason why Indians were called the Redskins, is because their scalps were cut off their heads and their hair was all red when they would turn the scalps and then sell them back to the government. The bottom line is, we did those people wrong. We stole their country. This is their country, Donald Trump, not yours. By the way, Hillary Clinton's going to smoke your ass for president. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Check the clocks, 25 minutes past hour. It is Saturday. Actually, it's not Saturday, it's Sunday. Sunday, of course. The bottom line is October 9th, Sports Line. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. He's Johnny Taco and his all-stars, of course. My all-stars are Zach Attack-Young and Dominic Jimenez. And I think we've got the great Charles J. on the line from Miami, Florida. Charles, has the hurricane whooped on you or what?
We're good. We're good after the hurricane. Not a lot of effects where I am. But, of course, feeling bad for people upstate and in the Carolinas and in Georgia. But, surprisingly, we didn't get a whole lot of horrible weather here in my neck of the woods. And so, knock on wood. But then again, it's hurricane season, so there's going to be another threat coming.
Okay, now I know you ran for vice president or president a couple of years ago, elections back. Do you believe in climate change?
Down here I do, yeah. Hopefully it starts to change a little bit in December.
No, I'm asking you, do you believe in man-made climate change?
I don't know. I don't know enough about the science, but it seems like it kind of makes sense a little bit, although I'm not sure as much as people would like to make it out to be. But I got to say, I'm probably less qualified than the other people on your panel to talk about that.
Oh, come on. Everybody's qualified. The bottom line is, I think if 99.9% of the scientists in the world say that the world's getting warmer and this was the warmest month ever in history, September 2016, I think we've got a problem. Because if it gets warmer, that means ice is going to melt. That means that, you know, things are not good. Anyway, bottom line is we're talking sports with Charles.
It's snowing somewhere. It's snowing somewhere in this country today. Why don't you tell those people about it?
PlaysByJay.com. That's his website, folks. He doesn't predict weather. He predicts sports, okay? Thank God he doesn't predict weather. The bottom line is his website is PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, we're through four games of the NFL season thus far. We'll go NFL first. What are the surprises to you? We talked earlier about tomorrow's games, but what are the surprises to you thus far through four games? Through 25% of the NFL season, what are the surprises for the man?
Well, I guess the most pleasant surprise, if you're a backer of this team, is the team that's played just three games thus far, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, because they have obviously had to go through a real transition. And when I say transition, they've gone from Chip Kelly, who was the guy with the who's got the no huddle offense and wanting to get plays off so quickly, and the Eagles last year led the league in pace, in the pace category, which I believe San Francisco does this year. This season, Philadelphia is last in the NFL in terms of pace, meaning they are the slowest paced team in the NFL. So it's been really a complete reversal there. But the real stories are these: that the quarterback, the rookie Carson Wentz, has been able to handle pro football so well. Maybe not a surprise since he did play in a pro system when he was in college, but, you know, he's been basically error-free. The other thing is the defense, and this is the number one ranked defense right now in the NFL. Maybe to some people who have observed things closely through the years, not a huge surprise because Jim Schwartz is in charge of the defense. And he, he was in charge of Buffalo's defense, which was number one in the NFL in sacks, number four overall. And then Rex Ryan came in, and then you saw a downgrade there. But tomorrow, Schwartz brings his defensive unit to Detroit against the Lions, and that's the team that fired him after the 2013 season. So if you believe in extra incentive and payback and those kinds of things, it may be a Schwartz has a little extra concentration this week for the Eagles. But that's, to me, easily the big surprise this season in the NFL.
Do you think that the Niners need to start cap at this point, Charles?
Well, I believe that Kelly is probably thinking about that, and they got to go in a positive direction. Blaine Gabbert certainly isn't the answer for the future for this team. I don't think he's the ideal guy for this kind of offense. And I've been telling you guys, I mean, intermittently during the offseason and all the way leading up to this season, is that, you know, if Kaepernick can do some of the things that he's shown he could do in the past, like run with the football, and run, I think he can really run out of that offense. And I just, you know, I wonder what was happening going back before all this controversy that, you know, kind of held Kelly back on him. Maybe it's been injuries. Maybe he's not 100%. You know, in other words, maybe he just can't do the things he used to do. But as you remember, you know, when he was when Harbaugh had made, and Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, had made all those adjustments in the offense to highlight what he could do, he was devastating running with the ball. When you run for 181 yards in a playoff game, you know, you're really putting some offense together. And that's the kind of thing that I thought Kelly was looking for out of this spread offense.
But before I bring in Dominic, of course, Zach Attack Young is one of my all-stars, as well as Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. But before I bring in Dom or Zach, I got to ask you this, Charlie. This controversy around this, I mean, I think he's been blackballed by the NFL. I don't think the NFL wants him around. I think they sort of do what they did to Alex Rodriguez in baseball. I think they're trying to do that to Kaepernick.
Well, you know, I think we may find out as this season progresses and as the Niners, you know, struggle more and more. Let's see what happens in terms of him getting that opportunity. I don't know if you read this week, but, you know, Antonio Cromartie was cut by the Colts. He's a guy who kneeled for the national anthem in London and then stood up for the British national anthem. And I think that there were some people that weren't very pleased about that. You know, some business enters into this, too, as well, as I was reading about it today. Ratings for the NFL have dropped anywhere from 15% to 20% across the board for all the primetime packages that they have. That doesn't include, you know, where you are on the West Coast, the 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. games. But we're talking about the Sunday night, the Monday night, the Thursday night games, all way, way down in terms of ratings. And advertisers are looking for make goods on those. And some people are, you know, attaching that to this, you know, boycott NFL movement. People unhappy about players not standing for the anthem.
But, you know, we talked about this before, and it's the bottom line is, you know, you're not mandated to stand for the national anthem, and people are saying that it's disgraceful and things like that. Well, you know what? Colin Kaepernick, he's got a point here, and I think that the even president jumped out and said that he's got a point here, and there's some merit to what he's saying. I mean, because people are being shot in the back. I didn't do a what is hip rant tonight, but it would have been the 13th week in a row where I was able to report that a man was shot in the back by police in this country, and a man of color. So it's just it's gotten to the point, Charlie. It was like week in, week in, week in, week in. Somebody's getting shot in the back, and it doesn't make headlines anymore by the cops. And it's pretty scary. And thank God that I'm not breaking any laws. And when I do get pulled over, I throw both my hands out the window and that kind of good stuff to let them know where my hands are. But I wouldn't even want to be a kid nowadays and get challenged, you know, because kids challenge cops. Charles, you and I were both kids. We challenged cops a little bit. I mean, I think I challenged cops the way that I challenged cops as a kid. I might get shot nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're the ex-cop, so you know a lot more about the locker room talk that goes on, you know. But I can tell you that I've had, you know, a recent run-in with the police officer in which he, you know, fabricated quite a bit about what he thought was going on at the time. And I found that to be so outrageous that I made a beeline for the police station to file an internal affairs complaint. It's a long story.
But you know what it's called, Charlie? It's called creative police report writing and bull spitting with an H, okay? Mm-hmm. And these guys, they've got the power. I've watched guys. You know what? I'll say this. Every night I went home as a policeman, folks, and every night I went home as a San Francisco policeman, I never went home thinking, you know what, I did somebody wrong or I screwed somebody over or somebody's going to jail in a humbug or nothing like that. But other cops, I can't say the same for them. I really can't say the same for them. So there are people in jail nowadays that probably don't belong in jail. And that's because of crummy police work. And, you know, Wait. Time is, bottom line is 99% of cops are great, but there's those turds that stand out.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, what are you going to tell the public? Well, you know, if 5% of them are no good, well, you know, are you telling the public that they have to tolerate 5%, you know, injustice, possibly brutality, and so forth? From, you know, there should be a 0% tolerance as far as that kind of a thing is concerned from public servants. And this is what has been so... This is what has made things a little bit difficult in terms of my own particular perspective on this, is because I do know a lot of cops, but on the other hand, you know, I look at it not as a black versus white issue. I think it's more an issue of perceived class. In other words, and I know we're going off on a tangent here, but I just think that
take it to the break.
There is the perception, there may be the perception on the part of some cops that they are the sort of extension of the ruling class, and that they have special privileges, and that they can do things that other people can't do. And I know you've seen, and I've seen many cops get, I mean, commode hugging drunk, and then get behind the wheel of a car and drive about 75 miles an hour down the road, and because they know nothing's going to happen to them. You know, when one of their colleagues pulls them over, what's going to happen? Nothing.
I am the Taco Man. That's Charles Day. Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez are with us. They'll be asking questions of Mr. J when we come back. Sports Byline.
Build or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Hey, hey, John, Paul, George, and Ringo saying happy birthday to the great Isabella Serrano. The lovely, incredibly lovely Isabella Serrano turns 15 today up there in Brentwood, California. So wish her a very happy birthday from everybody here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco is all stars in the house. Charles J is on the line. The man, of course, that runs PlaysByJay.com. And Charlie, as far as numbers are concerned, we talked about this, me and my guys, earlier. What's happening with the Giants and the Cubs? I mean, what's the number on Monday night and Bumgarner pitching?
I don't think I've seen a line on that yet, okay. Actually.
So what do you
think? I think that you'll probably see that tomorrow. Bumgarner's going to be a favorite, of course. But you know that when you are a team like the Cubs, who, you know, obviously this is the desperation situation, right? This is the elimination game for the Giants, so... Mm-hmm. Quite naturally, you're going to get a classic performance out of Bumgarner. But remember, the Cubs are going with this number three starter who just happened to win the Cy Young Award last season and won 18 games this year. So he's no slouch in there. But that having been said, I don't know what your guys have said about the Giants and Mad Bum, who, by the way, got in a pinch-hitting appearance tonight for people who missed the game. I just think that, and I did editorialize about this the other day, with, you know, in terms of the Mets-Giants game, I think what we saw there, it basically is a difference between a really, really good pitcher, Noah Syndergaard, and a great pitcher. And Bumgarner is a great pitcher, a guy who takes the ball, goes the distance, is not going to get beat no matter what, was ready to go 12, was ready to go 13. He'll go as long as you need him to go to win.
But they're not scoring any runs. The bottom line is, to win baseball games, you have to score runs. They're not scoring runs.
I know, but it seems like with him, they only need to score one run.
Okay. Zach Attack Young, you got a question for Charlie. Roll with it.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of Derek Carr's performance this year, Charles?
Well, he's developing and doing something that he wasn't doing probably in his first couple of seasons, which is getting the ball down the field a little bit more. But I think that that's a byproduct of him having better receivers at his disposal. Obviously, getting Amari Cooper was a godsend. Because Cooper, I think, has the capacity to become a genuine elite receiver in this league. And, of course, they got Crabtree last year also, and Crabtree is, I guess, generally known as a great possession receiver. And if you remember, Carr coming out of Fresno State, originally they had started to talk about him being, you know, a possible number one choice, just like his brother, and then... He had a really lousy performance against USC in a bowl game, and that, among other things, helped drop him down to the second round. But I think he's proving first-round worthy thus far, and I believe made the Pro Bowl last season as an injury replacement, but nonetheless, he did well enough. 9 TDs, 1 interception, 68%. You know, like I say, he's not a downfield bomber. You know, he's no Joe Namath out there, but I think he's capable of taking the Raiders to the playoffs.
All right, Charles. Tom Brady returns on Sunday. The Patriots go to Cleveland. It seems like the entire Patriots organization, in some ways, rightfully so, in their frustration with Roger Goodell. How bad of a hurting are they about to put on the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I think they're fully capable of it, and especially as they just really were a no-show last week. And I'm not just talking about on offense, you know, on defense as well. I mean, they just and there's probably some anger about that. Let's put it this way. I mean, they are capable of doing it. Will they be motivated to do it? You know, that's another question. You know, are they going to be motivated to go out there and beat a team by 28 points, 21 points? In this case, they got to beat them by more than 10 or 11 points, you know, depending on where you're going to be with your line at that particular time. It's a rookie quarterback going up against Brady. But at the same time, you know, Cleveland has managed to move the football on the ground. They actually have more rushing yards than any other team in the league. So that could have the effect of shortening a game. So at home, you know, this is not necessarily the number one game I would jump all over. I am in a competition with promotion with one of my clients' websites where I have to bet something on every game on the board in the NFL. I would probably go with the Patriots in this game, but I would not give it my highest grade.
I like Miami. I really like Miami. I think the Miami's rocking and rolling to 3-1. And how do you feel? I mean, that's your hometown team down there. How do people feel about the Dolphins, Charlie?
Well, you put that record up into a mirror because they're actually 1-3 on the season.
I'm sorry,
and so
is
Tennessee,
right,
who they're playing. Now, Miami's, I like the other team here. I like Tennessee getting 3 points. Miami is a team that is not only last in the NFL in converting on third down, they're actually last in time of possession. They've had the ball less than the San Francisco 49ers. The hurry up team has had it. And so they obviously haven't executed. This is one. I don't know if this is going to be just another of those cases where, you know, you bring in the so-called offensive guru who had the advantage of working with Peyton Manning for several years. It was the real offensive coordinator there in Denver. And, you know, he's going to try to scheme the other team to death, and it just doesn't work. Does he have enough quarterback under center? I'm not sure about that. Well, I think I mentioned this before the season started. Ryan Tannehill is a guy who the previous head coaches and offensive coordinators he had didn't trust him enough to let him make changes at the line of scrimmage. Here, it's somewhat required because they like to do a no huddle and they like to call plays at the line of scrimmage. And the way Manning did it, of course, was to have a run play and a pass play and he'd do whatever the defense dictated. Well, that's not working out all that well for Tannehill this season. Plus, they got no running game, and Gates is trying to focus on one back that's going to be the featured back. Hasn't found them yet. So I think there's a lot of holes here with the Dolphins. They can't play a little defense though. But I like Tennessee, and I like the kind of the direction they're going. They're getting honest efforts. I didn't like the fact that they fired a guy who I think is a really good special teams coach this past week, and Bobby April. But maybe that shakes up the guys on the special teams because those are really the most expendable guys on a roster. And I kind of like where Tennessee's defense is going right now. You know, they're led by Dick LeBeau, who you guys know for many years was the coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think he's doing some good things there, and I'll take the points with the Titans against the Dolphins down here.
For some reason, I opened two browsers tonight. One was the Safari browser. The other was a Firefox browser, and the Safari browser had me with last year's football season. So I don't know why, but the bottom line is I was like 1 year behind there. Zach Attack Young, before I go to Zach, what do you think is the play of the day tomorrow, Charlie? You can have that up on your website. Can you give us a little tip on that one? Plays by JAY.com.
Well, we haven't determined that yet, but I'm going up and down the schedule here. And one of the games that I think I kind of like here, although, again, I wouldn't give it my highest grade, is that Eagles-Lions game. You don't necessarily want to lay 3 or 4 points on the road, but you got to say this much about the Eagles. They are playing the kind of defense that could shut down Detroit or really slow them considerably because Detroit has been suffering in the run game as well. And the Eagles do a lot of good things in terms of blitzing and disguising coverages. I kind of like Chicago a little bit, taking the points against Indianapolis on the road. And the reason I say that is because the Colts, or rather the Bears, seem to be responding a little bit more to Brian Hoyer at quarterback than they were to Jay Cutler. They're keeping his uniform clean. He hasn't been sacked. So I think that they're in a little better shape, and they found maybe a running back in a rookie named Jordan Howard last week against Detroit in a game where they won. Now, maybe winning a game at home after losing 11 of their previous 12 was a pretty good sign. And remember another thing, guys. Indianapolis is the first team ever in the NFL. When I say ever, it hasn't been a really long time, but they're the first team to date that has not had a bye week after playing in London the previous week. So perhaps a little travel weariness on their part. They didn't want to bye this week. They wanted to take it later in the year. So this was by their request. They weren't jobbed by the league or anything. But I just think that with their defense, they're going to have to go out there and outscore a lot of teams. And I think this cushion is a little bit too much.
I talked earlier about college football and the fact, of course, Ohio State is rocking and rolling at number two, and, of course, Bama's still number one. but college football, when I talked to the late Sid Tanner, who was a bookie out of Sacramento, California, Don Chargan's boxing partner, and he told me he would take as much action as you ever want on the NFL. In other words, kid, you send me all the action you want in the NFL because nobody beats the NFL consistently. But college football, he was very, very, how can I put this? He made his money. He lived and died on college football. So is that where the money is as far as handicappers are concerned, is making money with college football?
Well, you can because obviously there's a lot of games on a Saturday, so that increases the possibility that a bettor might know more about a particular game than a bookmaker might know. Especially when you get into, and this is also the case in college basketball as well, because there's a lot of teams that they book. So there could be information in terms of one of the games, and I don't mean information that was, gathered illegally, but I mean just information, period, that someone might be sharper on a particular game than the bookmaker. So, yeah, so a sharp handicapper. Meanwhile, all the information for the NFL is out there. Right. I mean, colleges don't even have to really give you information on injuries if they don't want to. And that's a major difference because in the NFL, they absolutely do. They're very, very strict about the injury reports. So it's entirely conceivable, that someone would say that.
Zachary?
Yeah. What is going on with the Panthers, Charles? And what do you think about, can they recover from the way they've started this season?
Johnny Taco's favorite player, Cam Newton, did a little showboating, wound up getting knocked out of the game and out of this week, this Monday night's game. Derek Anderson is capable, I think, of working this offense. And by the way, his last two starts, both victories and both over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Panthers will be without Jonathan Stewart this week, the running back. So they'll be lacking a little bit in the running game, which is something that they don't like. The Bucs may be missing both Doug Martin and Charles Sims, so they will maybe be the pass-first team. Carolina's got to be a little angry, giving up over 500 yards to Atlanta last week. I expect this defense, a proud defense, and a defense that still has its personnel. This is not a racked-up defense, except maybe in the secondary a little bit thin. But I expect them to come out with a lot of intensity on Monday night against Tampa Bay, and I think they're going to give Jameis Winston a lot of pressure, a lot of problems. I think this is going to be a very, very keyed-up team after an embarrassing effort. And if Tampa Bay is going to be one-dimensional, they've got more problems than Carolina being one-dimensional here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Charles there, playsbyjay.com. Charlie, I missed you for a couple weeks, but I'm back. I'm glad you're back. We'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, guys.
Mr. playsbyjay.com, Mr. Charles A., folks. He is the guy that Las Vegas casinos pay to give them the line. I kid you not. He is the man when it comes to line. Playsbyjay.com is the website. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, my guys, Zach Attack here, and of course the great Dominic Commando, will tell me something I don't know, which is seemingly impossible, but they'll find something. You tune to Sports Byline.
Now, Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
57 minutes past our hour number two of the Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Of course, we've had some great guests tonight. Marty the Man, of course, Mr. Sports Bottle himself when it comes to baseball. He was at the Wrigley Stadium tonight. Of course, the Giants down 2-0. They will win Monday night behind Madison Bumgarner, and they will lose the series to the Chicago Cubs. That's just the way it is. And now, my guys, my all-stars, Zach Attack Young first, tell me something I don't know.
You may be thrilled to find out, Mr. Taco, that Alex Rodriguez is reportedly coming back to baseball.
Right? I'm cool with that. I'm down with that. I thought the way they did him was wrong. I mean, I just thought the way they did him at the end there was wrong. Dominic, what do you got?
Orioles backup catcher Caleb Joseph has gone almost 400 calendar days without an RBI. He failed to knock in an RBI all of this season as the backup.
So what does that say about his ability to hit?
Caleb Joseph cannot hit.
I guess not. All right, big plays for tomorrow. I blew it on the Miami game, so scratch that one. But the bottom line is, what do you see in the NFL tomorrow? Dominic, you go first.
I like the Patriots against the Browns, 10.5-point favorites in Cleveland. I like the Patriots.
What about Minnesota?
That one's going to be tough. Texans have a good defense, but I think Minnesota gets the job done at home also.
Zach Attack Young, the father of the fabulous Jasmine. What's happening with Jazz? And what's happening with the NFL? What do you like tomorrow?
What do I like in the NFL? That's a tough one. I mean, I think I would definitely pick. I really do think that the Rams are going to beat the Bills tomorrow. I think that's a good bet to make.
I think the Eagles -2.5 at the Lions, I think, are a pretty good bet as well. Guys, we rocked and rolled tonight. Great to have you guys back. Next week, we'll have some more fun. The bottom line is, You guys are my all-stars. Zach Attack, Young, Dominic Jimenez. Without you, what can I say? There would be no show. I thank you guys both for your presence, your abilities, and, of course, your attitude.
Thank you, Taco Man.
Farewell.
This has been Johnny Taco's All-Stars live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I want to thank the most beautiful lady in the entire world, Teresa Solis, for sitting in here for this fabulous broadcast right here on Sports Overnight America. Until next time, hey, this is Sports Byline, but you knew that, right? Yeah, you knew it. Sports Byline kicks, you know what.